All right, 21 past the hour. We're talking about voting. It's sexy, folks. Get out there and vote. Make it happen. It's exciting. It's fun. I wish I'd get more kids involved in this. I wish people would realize that they should do this, that everybody should do this. Folks, Brad Friedman is a true activist, investigator, and journalist. He's out there in the world, both on his blog, bradblog.com, and in person, fighting for election reform, seeking out fraud. He has been closely monitoring the state of the election process across the country. I thought it might be helpful to have him on the show today, because the day before the election, is to give us an update on the state of the vote and the machines and what we can look for tomorrow. He's on the phone with us now to talk about the substance of that declaration. What does that mean? What am I writing here? Welcome back to the show.
How are you?
What's up, Brad Friedman?
Why do you think it is that more kids don't vote?
I think they just don't care, Brad.
They don't care?
I think that they're like, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't, I don't know. Who's running? Where do I have to go?
What time? They're not going to get drafted, and they're not going to get sent away to Iraq, so they don't care.
Well, yeah, that we've definitely talked about that on the show before. That is true. It's just not important to them. I would bet that most of them don't even know where to go vote. And am I being condescending when I say that, though, Brad? Am I underestimating the youth of this country?
Well, no, you're actually not underestimating anybody. The fact of the matter is, a lot of people don't know where to vote because you've got a lot of bad guys out there right now, GOP, running around doing dirty tricks all over the country, trying to mislead people where to go vote.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the places that I know this show goes out to. What do you know about Ohio right now?
Well, Ohio is a mess. It's always a mess. The worst thing I think that's going to be happening there this year is this photo ID stuff that they've been, this phony law that they brought in to basically keep people from voting. That is their only way to win the election, is to keep people from voting. And that's what they're doing in Ohio. Ken Blackwell with this voter ID law that's gone back and forth. The courts have thrown it out. Then they've reinstated it. Then they've, I mean, it's so confusing. Nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows what to bring to the polls. And the absentee ballots, they're throwing out the absentee ballots because they require a driver's license number on them. But it turns out there's two different numbers on the Ohio driver's licenses. And some people are putting on the wrong number, and they're just throwing out the ballots.
So that is so insidious and so wrong that they just keep complicating. It's almost as if, like, okay, so now I've got the directions, and I'm going to do exactly what they told me to do, and then they do it, and the next day they're like, oh, we just changed it.
Yep. I mean, and that's what they do. Anything to keep people from voting. It is so antithetical to American values. It is so anti-democratic. It is so, I mean, anti-democracy. Pardon me.
Yeah. So what have you been doing exactly, like, for the last, you know, 2 days? What has been your primary momentum moving towards tomorrow?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm trying to keep up with everything that's coming in because there's so much coming in, so many reports of, you know, dirty tricks and machines failing and everything else. So I'm trying to keep up with it. And then we're going to go on the air tomorrow night and be the media ourselves for, like, 10 hours and cover this what I suspect will be a meltdown, a palooza around the country. There's just going to be so many problems with these machines. People turned away and not allowed to vote simply because these stupid machines don't work. And speaking of Ohio, the reason we have these machines all over the country now is because of that jerk Bob Ney, who wrote the Help America Vote Act, ironically enough named, and he's now in jail. Or he's heading to jail in any case. He just, you know, pleaded guilty to a bunch of federal charges. So he'll be a felon in Ohio. He won't be able to vote, but we're stuck with his stupid voting machines that were pushed through Congress by him. These voting machines that don't work are hackable, you know, pushed through Congress by him and his former chief of staff, who is Diebold's main lobbyist in Congress. The whole thing is a scam, Mark, but you probably knew that by now.
I do know that by now, and it all feels so hopeless because I'm reading stuff now that's coming in from my my random email list from people like Mark Crisp and Miller that are saying that there's no reason for us to even be excited, even given the amount of margin that it looks like we're going to win the House by. That tomorrow we may be surprised that we will not win the House at all because these guys have cheated.
Well, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen, and I know Mark has his ideas, and all I can say is I hope he's wrong. But yeah, there is no way to know. You have to look. You have to vote, period. Because if you don't vote, they don't have to steal your vote. The machines don't have to fail, you know? If you don't vote, if you don't show up, and if you don't pay attention to how your vote is being counted, then you got nothing. And finally, when you see the votes flip this year, if they do, as they have in Ohio, I mean, Ohio 05, I heard you talking before the break that it's got to be a blowout so they can't flip it. Well, in Ohio 05, they had some initiatives on the ballot for election reform of all things, one of which was leading 60-30 in the polls the Sunday before the Tuesday election. That initiative ended up losing 30-60 on election day, and no one did a damn thing about it out there. I mean, we really need to take a lesson from the Ukraine, from Mexico, you know, from these people who realize that democracy matters and show up and fight for your damn vote and make sure your vote is counted this time around, because they will game it every which way they can, and especially in Ohio, which is a snake pit.
Well, you know, it's like what I don't understand is how are we going to protect the vote? Do you have a list of things that people are able or can do if they suspect that something bad is going on at their voting place?
Yep.
Or that you do? Will you stay on the phone and tell us what those things are in a minute?
You got it.
All right, we're talking to Brad Friedman. You can go to his blog right now if you want, bradblog.com, because he's definitely got his fingers on the pulse of what is happening. He also broke a story about these Sequoia machines that we'll talk about a little bit after this. And later in the show, there's not much show left, but we've got Jeff DiCarlo. Some of you people who listen to the Mark Maron show might remember Jeff as the Rebel tax accountant, BioWave analyst, and now actually a poll watcher. He's going to be doing a little bit of work in terms of taking it to the streets, or taking it at least to his, outside the front door of his apartment. He might not get out of the apartment if you remember Jeff, but we will be talking to Brad Friedman a little more in just a second about what you can look for, what you can do, how to protect your vote. So stay with us. I'm Mark Maron. You're listening to Jerry Springer on the radio.
Our number is 877-34-JERRY. Call now.
Springer on Air America Radio.
Jerry
Springer on the radio.
All right, 36 past the hour. Brad Friedman, are you still with us, Brad?
I'm here, brother.
All right, buddy. Bradblog.com is Brad's blog, and it is the most up-to-date, most comprehensive voter fraud blog on the planet. Now, I guess, we work together.
I got to correct you. Not voter fraud. The voters are doing fine. Leave them alone. It's election fraud we got to worry about.
Election fraud. Thank you for clearing me up on that. I appreciate it. Now, we worked together the other night, Brad and I did a comedy show, and Brad got up there and did his show. got a couple laughs, but made everybody think, because it's hard to find hope in this thing. But, I have heard your tone. You're not negative, and you believe that everybody should go out and vote, because there are people out there that actually say, what the hell's the point? Well, the point is, you got to go fight for your vote. And tell me some things that people can look out for, to do. Can people, I was talking to Jim, it is okay to photograph, isn't it, in the voting booth?
Yeah, take your video camera with you. We had all those reports back in 2004 of all those touchscreen votes were flipping. You go and vote for the Democrat and the Republican would light up.
Right.
Bring your damn video camera in there when you vote. And, so let's get it documented. Now we've got YouTube. Now we can show the world that this happened, rather than have another election that goes on. We have no idea what happened. And, you got people running around saying, hey, my vote flipped. And you got these Republican jerks saying, oh, no, it didn't. They're conspiracy theorists. Well, let's show them the video this time, because we've already had reports of this happening in Florida, in Texas, in Missouri, in Arkansas. Let's show them what the heck is going on this time.
You've already got reports of that? You mean some places are already allowing people to vote?
Oh, yeah, they have early voting in a whole bunch of states now for, weeks before the election.
And that's with the machines, not just write-in. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, with the machines. And so far, every single report I've gotten has shown, has been someone trying to vote Democrat flipping to Republican. And it happens on ESNS machines, Diebold machines, Sequoia machines. So, I mean, all of these machines, and I know it's just a coincidence that they all flipped to Republican, but all of these machines seem to be failing. They don't work. I mean, that's the scam.
Brad, what I was talking to Jim about before, and it's something that I don't understand, is that if I can use my ATM card anywhere on this planet, and it can give me any kind of money and still tabulate it properly once I get back to the States, why the hell can't they just do a consolidated format for the entire country that works, that gives a paper trail, that gives a receipt, that gives it just seems to all the technologies in place to do this. What do we got to do, and what is the right thing to do?
Well, there's no oversight for this thing. None. None at the federal level. It's completely cooked at the federal level. You got to... You know, a Bush appointee crony running the store. So there's no federal standards whatsoever. And frankly, you know, Diebold, who makes ATM machines, that's how they make their big money, is by making ATM machines. You know, those are made for Bank of America. And if they don't work, if they give away a $20 bill and they're not supposed to, Diebold's going to lose that contract. But for these voting machines, there's no oversight whatsoever. They're not even allowed to look. No officials, federal, state, anything else, are allowed to look at these machines, to test them, to see how they actually work. And somehow they got away with this. They've privatized our vote, so it's all counted with secret software, and the Congress let them do it. So that's why they can make any machines they want, the machines that don't work.
We're going to have to create these weird sort of, you know, nonpartisan clone protectors of the vote.
Well, there should be.
Yeah, but how the hell do you know who they, you know, they're going to have to be of some sort of weird religious sect that doesn't have any belief in politics or any. I don't even know how you would find these people or how you would even hire them.
Well, for a start, look, you know, in Nevada, in Las Vegas, the Nevada Gaming Commission can walk in there, can tear apart any machine they want, check it out down to the chip level and make sure it's on the up and up. That there is no way to do that with these voting machines because the companies have gotten dispensation to keep everyone away. It's completely secret, and the government let them get away with it.
All right, well, we're going to have to turn things around. Brad, I appreciate you being with us. Bradblog.com. Tell me quickly where you're going to be broadcasting tomorrow.
If you go to velvetrevolution.us, you can get all the skinny. We're on a bunch of Air affiliates, and also over there we're giving a half a million dollar reward for election fraud. You can call 1-888-VOTE-TIP if you've got if you see some fraud in action, and we'll.
And this is velvetrevolution.what?
.us.
Okay, thanks, man. You take care. Try and stay clear.
I'm gonna try. Good luck tomorrow.
All right, thanks, man.
Bye.
That was Brad from Bradblog.com. Brad Friedman will be back with Jeff DiCarlo, who's going to be actually doing some poll watching tomorrow. Stay with us.